Hello.
Yes, this is Jasmine with the courtesy callback from customer support. Can I have your zip code, please?
19025.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Deborah Gross.
Thank you, Ms. Gross. And can you verify your shipping address?
709 Jennifer Drive, Dresher, PA.
Thank you. I've located your account with the VAB watch. Shows that you paid the shipping and handling today to start a 14-day trial period.
No. Here's what happened. I ordered just the watch. I don't want the ear pods, and I don't want the extra insurance. I never check. I unchecked the extra insurance for shipping, and I did not check for the ear pods. So the order's up to $20-something dollars. Excuse me. And that's not what I want. I wanted just the watch. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. One moment, please. Yes, ma'am. So you didn't. Well, the only thing that's on here is the Vibe watch. But after those 14 days, you'll be billed for the watch. Would you like?
No. What's the total price on what you're seeing?
$5.97.
Well, on what I'm seeing, it's $20-something total. Total for the charge.
Well, no. But after the 14 days, it'll be $69.97. Would you like a 35% discount to stay with us?
No, listen to me. Listen to me. Are you with Amazon?
No, ma'am. We're not with Amazon.
Well, I don't like this snarky way that you're handling this. So would you cancel the entire order, please?
What do you mean snarky? I offered you a 35% discount.
I don't want a 35%. I just want the price that it says on the ad.
Right, I understand, but what did you mean by snarky? What did I do? Because I'm sorry, I didn't mean to inconvenience you.
Well, you said your invoice, your total price for me is how much?
Just $5.97. That's all you paid for shipping and handling.
No. How about the price for the watch?
Yes, okay, so that's what I was trying to explain. After 14 days, the price of the watch would have been $69.97. So I was offering you a discount.
What's the price of the watch now?
Right now, before I add any kind of discount, it's $69.97 with the 50% discount.
Well, I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing $20-something dollars for the total order, and I don't want to pay
that. Is it impending? Because it's not. It didn't go through here. So if it's still impending from your bank, it's not going to go through.
Well, I just did it. So will you cancel the order, please?
Well, yes, ma'am. What if I can go ahead and give you a 75% discount?
Cancel the order, please. I don't want the watch now.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize. I went ahead and canceled it out, and I sent that refund through. Should be back in your account today.
Do you have some kind of number for me to write down to for that cancellation?
Yes, ma'am. We sent it to your email address. Also, one to your phone number. The email address is snydergross@gmail.com. Phone number is 267-231-1020.
Yeah, let me check and see if I have it. Hold on. Nothing came through.
Nothing came through to what? To your email address or to the phone number?
To my email or my text.
Yes,
either.
You might have to check your spam or your junk. but I refunded it. Should be back in your account today.
How much did you refund?
$5.97.
That's not what I paid. I paid 20 something dollars.
Ms. Gross, in the beginning of this phone call, I explained that the only thing that went through was $5.97. If you see pending charges in your bank account, they're not going to go through. The account is canceled. The $5.97 will be refunded today when it voids itself off, okay?
Well, give me the cancellation number.
It's going to be F as in frog, 5-1, B as in boy, C as in cat, 27841.
And what? Who am I speaking to? Who is
my
this?
Name is Jasmine, Ms. Gross.
What company is this?
Vibe Watch.
Oh, you're with the watch company.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.